This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett opened in Washington today. As the hearings started, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the lead Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, immediately signaled that the minority Democrats plan to sharply question Barrett about one major policy dispute, her view that a 2012 Supreme Court decision upholding the legality of the Affordable Care Act, a national health care law affecting millions of Americans, was wrongly decided. The court is considering a new challenge to the ACA on November 10th, by which time Barrett could already be a justice on the nine-member court, deciding whether to overturn the statute or allow it to stand. In nominating Barrett, Republican President Donald Trump hopes to cement a 6-3 conservative majority on the court before Election Day. His Democratic challenger in the presidential campaign, former Vice President Joe Biden, insists that either he or Trump should make the Supreme Court appointment after the inauguration in January. The head of the World Health Organization is warning against a strategy of pursuing so-called herd immunity to stop the coronavirus pandemic. He calls the idea unethical. At a news briefing in Geneva Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said health officials should only try to achieve immunity through vaccination, not through exposing people to the virus. In another development Monday, scientists in Australia discovered that the coronavirus can survive on solid common surfaces as long as 28 days. Australia's National Science Agency found the virus was, quote, extremely robust, surviving on smooth surfaces at 20 degrees Celsius. In comparison, the flu lasts about 17 days under the same circumstances.